The Sefer names through Parsha Frameshir for Parshas Vayakil will be looking at the Sefer Chacham Lev by Rav Chaim Yehuda Lev Arbach, who was the father of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. So the Pasuk in Parshas Vayakil, in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud, says, V'kol Chacham Lev Bachem Yavo V'yasu Eis Kol Asher Tziva Hashem. And every wise-hearted person among you shall come and make everything Hashem has commanded. So Rav Chaim Yehuda Lev Arbach, he lived from 1883 to 1954, he was the Rosh Yeshiva and founder of a yeshiva called Shar HaShemayim in Yerushalayim, which he founded in 1906. The way he founded it, him and his other founder, his friend Rav Shimon Tzvi Horowitz, they each had a dream one night where it turned out the Arizal had come to them in a dream and told them that they need to teach his and spread his Torah. So this yeshiva, Shar HaShemayim, was focused primarily on learning Kabbalah and Torah Sanistar. There was Kolim, there was Yeshiva Gedola, Yeshiva Ketana. Rav Chaim Yehuda Leib's father was Rav Avram Dov Arbach, who was the Rebbe of Chernowitz in Poland, who was a descendant of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who was the leading Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Chaim Yehuda Leib married Tzivya, who was the daughter of Rav Shlomo Zalman Parush, who is the Rav who founded the neighborhood of Shari Chesed, who was also a descendant of the Tzemach Tzedek. So there was a lot of Yichus in this family. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the famous Rav Shlomo Zalman, was the first child actually born in the Shari Chesed neighborhood, which now is extremely popular and populated, but back then was in its infancy. When Rav Chaim Yehuda Leib passed away in 1954, so several of his sons took turns succeeding him in the yeshiva after he passed away. They grew up very poor. His daughter recalls, they used to divide a single egg into four portions. So there was really very little money. The sons would come home and they would, if there was no lunch to be had, they would just go back out and they would learn more. So they were really living on very meager portions, and yet they managed to be a family filled with Torah and Gedolim. So his Sefer Chacham Lev, what he did was he compiled on Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer, which has to do with family law, Gittin, Kiddushin, Ksuvas, etc. So there was a commentary of Rav Shlomo, the author of the Merkevas HaMishnah, which was in manuscript form for hundreds of years, but around World War II time when he was in hiding, so he spent a lot of time working on publishing this manuscript and taking his own notes, and that's the Sefer Chacham Lev. He has haskamos of the Sefer from Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and Rav Kook. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld even writes in the Hakdama that Rav Shlomo Zalman had a couple notes, even though Rav Shlomo Zalman at the time was only 17. So we'll just quote one of the limudim, one of the sugyas that Rav Chaim Yehuda Leib discusses in the Sefer Chacham Lev on Hilchos Evan HaEzer and Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch and Evan HaEzer in Simen Chav Zayin writes that the chasan, the groom, takes a ring with his right hand and he puts it on the right hand of the kala on the finger next to the thumb. We know that as the pointer finger. And he says this is based on the Mahri Mintz in Simen Kuf Tes and also the Tikkuni Zohar. Okay, very good. Now the Pischei Tshuva brings from the Kerem Shlomo, Shalzen Tshuva Simen Pei Vav, that there's a hakpada, one should be makbid, that when the chazan puts the ring on the kala's finger, there should be no chatzitza, there should be no separation between the ring and her finger. And therefore, if the kala is wearing anything else on her hand, on her finger, she should certainly remove it before the chazan puts the ring on her finger. Now, Rav Chaim Yehuda Leib says, yeah, I saw this Mahri Mintz, I saw this Pischei Tshuva, based on the Keren Shlomo, but I looked around in Shas, in the Rishonim, and no one mentions this. And yet, the Kerem Shlomo, the Pischei Tshuva, several other Gedolei Sfarad quote this halacha of not having a chatzitza when the chasan puts the ring on the kala's finger. So Rav Chaim Yehuda Leib wants to see if he can find the remez or a foundational idea to this in Shas, in the Gemara itself. So if you look in the Kerem Shlomo itself, he's building his Yesod, his Halacha, on the Ramah in Hilchos Gittin, in Evan HaEzer, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, where over there it says, that the husband has to place the get. Lo aleinu, if a couple's getting divorced, the husband has to place the get directly in her hand, so that there should be no chatzitza between the get and her hand. And in fact, I actually was, when I interned in the Beis Din of America in New York City, I remember witnessing several gittin ceremonies, and I remember the Masadr gittin making sure that the woman's hands were clear, and that the husband, when he put the get in her hand, made sure it was direct contact with the hand, and there was nothing separating. So the Kerem Shlomo says, the Ramah says, by gittin, that when the husband places the get in the hand of the wife, there cannot be chatzitza. So hu adin, so too by kiddushin, because we're always makish havaya liyitzia. We always parallel halachos in the way we enter marriage and the way we exit marriage. And over here, since when it comes to exiting marriage, vis-a-vis a get, the Ramah is telling us that there cannot be a chatzitza, so too the Kerem Shlomo wants to apply this to kiddushin, the entering of the marriage, and that too cannot be with a chatzitza. However, Rav Chaim Yulei points out that the Shara Melech in Hilchos Gerushin writes that we're only makish havaya liyitzia. We only compare gittin to kiddushin by kiddushei shtar. If a husband wants to be makadish a woman with a document is similar to a get, which is also a document, but not with kesef, not with a ring, with money. And therefore, maybe the only comparison would be that if a husband wants to hand his wife a shtar kiddushin, then maybe just like by gittin, she can't have a chatzitza, so too by shtar kiddushin, she can't have a chatzitza. But who's to say that we could apply makish havaya liyitzia to a ring, to kiddushin kesef as well? So Rav Chaim Yerulev says he's looking throughout Shas. Do we have any support, any remez, any allusion to this halacha? So he says maybe he found one. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis is discussing a case where a man gave a gold dinar to a shliach to go be mekadesh a woman with. And over there it's talking about where maybe they thought it was silver, really it was gold. But the point is, over there, the Gemara picks up and says, hold on one second, why did it say nimtza zahav? It says, and they found it was gold. What do you mean they found it was gold? So says the Gemara, because the gold dinar was wrapped up. As Rashi explains, the husband gave this gold dinar to the shliach wrapped in some type of wrapping. So they didn't know what it was until she received it and opened it. Oh, says Chaim Yerulev, well, when the shliach handed her the gold dinar, it was wrapped in wrapping. That's a chatzitza. Why is no one bringing that up? Why did no one raise the red flag? Clearly, from the Gemara's perspective, we're not choshish, we're not concerned for a chatzitza by kiddushei kesef. Seems like a pretty good proof. But immediately, he deflects his own proof and says, maybe you could be docha this proof, and you could say that maybe the kiddushin kesef that the husband was giving to the wife was the gold dinar plus the wrapping. The wrapping wasn't meant to be given back to the husband. I'm giving you this gold dinar plus the wrapping. So you can't say the wrapping is a chatzitza because the wrapping is going into the total amount of kesef that the husband's giving to her. He's giving her wrapping and he's also giving her a gold dinar. Rav Chaim Yerulev tries to bring another couple of proofs from other different Gemaras in Kiddushin, but ultimately deflects them as well. So where are we left off, bottom line? So he says, Lamaisa, there's really not a yesod in Shas for this din of chatzitza by Kiddushin. Seems there's some allusions, or maybe there's some hints. If the Kerem Shlomo and the Pesach Yeshiva didn't bring it up, we wouldn't have necessarily been able to extrapolate on our own. His final attempt is maybe it's Miyusad in the Ramah, because the Ramah himself says the Minog is to be Mekadesh with a ring, and he's getting his source of this Minog from the Tikkunei Zohar. The Lashon of the Tikkunei Zohar is, the Chassam puts it on Be'etzba Dila, on her finger. What's the etzba dila? Why etzba on her finger? Only dila, that is hers. So he says maybe the pshat is to show it has to be put on her finger directly without any chatzitza. But lamaisi he says minig yishol Torah. There are certainly ramazim, and therefore lamaisi lekachila we should certainly be makbid to make sure that when the chazan puts the ring on the cow's finger that there are no chatzitzas.